I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Egyptian government is shortening the leash on Muslim congregations. And believe it or not, it's not a good sign for religious freedom. Last week, Egyptian authorities announced that Muslim clerics would be required to deliver identical sermons that were pre-written by government ministry officials and parliament members. They say it's because they want to curb the extremist preaching, making sure that sermons aren't too long, and they want to keep the messages from getting political. So why is this bad? Open Doors USA's Emily Fuentes explains.
Off the bat, people might say, oh, it's a good idea. They tried to avoid extremism. But anytime there's restrictions placed on the majority religion, it's often worse for the minorities.
Basically, if somebody can find a legal loophole to force limitations on one religious group, that same loophole can be used against all religious groups, including Christians. Pray for those gospel doors to stay open and pray for religious freedom in Egypt. And the biggest issues our world faces today are rooted in the heart. But each one of us can have the tools to meet our neighbors with life-changing conversation about Jesus. Jerry Wiles of Living Water International says orality method helps engage those around us.
As we relate to people, as we are praying and asking God to give us a sensitivity to people's needs and their concerns, so we ask questions, we engage in conversation. And we're looking for ways. It's often the Holy Spirit will direct us to ask a question or to make a statement or to tell a story that will open up a conversation.
Do you feel equipped to witness to those around you even when you don't have the physical Bible on hand? Orality helps you to prepare to share no matter where you are or who you're talking to. If you want the details about the training, go to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Would you like a tool to help you pray for a world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Just go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.